Charisma Magazine has been covering the charismatic and Pentecostal movement for more than 40 years. I know because I've been a subscriber to the magazine and have enjoyed a rich friendship with the founder, Steve Strang. Now, let me tell you something. I got some exciting news here. You can now not only read Charisma in print or online, but you can also listen to this great magazine. I'm Larry Tomczak, and I downloaded the Charisma Media audio app to listen in the spirit. Download the Charisma Media audio app today and sign up for your free 10-day trial at, listen to this, charismamediaaudio.com. That's charismamediaaudio.com. You'll be glad you did.
This is the Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network, one daily news story well told. I'm Jenny Rose. This is a story about the SEND 2020 in Brazil. Around 140,000 people attended, but something else happened that surprised some people. Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro also showed up, and he shared about his faith in Jesus. Stay tuned to learn more. Do you want to unlock your purpose by connecting to God's Word in such a way that you feel the Holy Spirit guide your every step? As women, we can put the brakes on our spiritual journey because of our busy schedules. This is why Treasured Ministries helps women from all over the world learn how to cultivate a deeper connection with the Word of God, regardless of their schedule. Women need to feel the Holy Spirit lead them through every season on their faith journey, every day. Don't wait another day to unlock what God has for you. To learn more, go to tmin.live/home. Again, that's tmin.live/home. Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro joined 140,000 people who attended the SEND 2020 in Brazil. Fox News reports that Bolsonaro wasn't directly invited, but instead, he showed up simply because he wanted to be there for the historic event. The event was spread out over three stadiums, including the Brasilia Nacional Stadium, the Morumbi Stadium, and the Allianz Parque Stadium. The crowd of thousands in Brasilia applauded as Bolsonaro took the stage and began speaking. He asked the crowd to pray for the country, said he was a believer in Jesus, and told them that Brazil belongs to God. The coordinators for the SEND included leaders from a handful of ministries, including Todd White from Lifestyle Christianity, Andy Bird from Youth with a Mission, Brian Brent from Circuit Rider, Michael Koulianos from Jesus Image, Intercessor Lou Engel, Daniel Kalenda from Christ for All Nations, and Teo Hayashi from the Dunamis Movement. Bird said this about the event in Brazil: "The outpouring of healing, miracles, signs, and wonders was mind-blowing. The display of God's power in all three stadiums. This whole event was about the exaltation of Jesus and the empowerment of the 24-year-old, equipping the next generation to change the world." End quote. Last year, in 2019, the SEND drew about 60,000 people in Orlando, Florida, with an additional 250,000 watching online. This year in Brazil, around 140,000 attended, and another 1.7 million watched through livestream. Watch a video of Bolsonaro's speech at the SEND at charismanews.com. Tune in next time. Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News Story. This is Jenny Rose. Join me for another news story every weekday. God bless you.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joy Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.